In Chicago on this Thursday afternoon, futures finished the day lower. The nearby May contract for the soft red winter wheat at $7.22.5, down 18.5 cents. July, the harvest month, at $7.54, down 18. May corn futures at $7 and a nickel finished 21.5 lower. July at 7.08¾, down 20¾. In September, 6.87¾, down 15¾. December futures, 6.55¾, 9.5 lower. And the March contract at $6.66½, down 9½ cents. May soybeans, $13.19¾ of a cent, down 30¾. July at $13.21¾, 30¼ lower. August down 30 cents at $13.20¾. November soybeans at $13.06¾ of a cent, finished 31¾ lower. May bean meal at $3.42.70, down $4.90. May soybean oil at $55.36, down $1.40 on the day. June live cattle at $109.75, finished 80 cents lower. The August at $111.87½, down $1.07½. May feeders at $128.62½, 65 cents lower. The August at $131.75, down $1.17½. May lean hog futures at $91.57½, the only gainer in the complex, up 97½ cents. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Most of the action happening in the crude oil, where June futures are now down $10.69 at $98.56, July at $99.12 a barrel, down $10.61. June ethanol is 6⅔ of a cent lower at $2.58, July at $2.57 at 8 cents, down 6⅕ of a cent. Natural gas at $4.25 at 8⅄ of a cent. That's 31�9 cents lower. June heating oil at $2.85 7 cents, down 28⁄6 cents of a cent. The gold futures finished at $1,480.90, down $34, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is actually just 78 points lower at 12,645. The dollar at 74.1 is up 1.1, and the CRB index at 341.07 is down 17. At this hour, here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area. They say a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a high near 64 degrees. South-southwest winds at about 17 miles an hour. They'll gust as high as 24 tonight. The chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7, then showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm between 7 and 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low of 48 degrees. Southwest winds at 7 to 14, gusting as high as 20. Chance of precipitation tonight at 70%. Friday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 69. West winds at 8 to 14, gusting to 20. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 51 degrees. Southwest winds at 7 to 9. And Saturday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, a high near 70 degrees. South-southwest winds at 11 to 15, gusting all the way to 23. More on the weather forecast when we get to the bottom of this half hour. We'll talk with Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
It's a Thursday afternoon. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. On the phone line with us to take a look at what happened in the world of agricultural markets and the outside markets as well today, Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group out of Decatur, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Is my assumption that this is all about crude oil the correct, or are there other things afoot?
Well, I think it's The outside markets are definitely being impacted by basically a stronger dollar here today. It got awfully oversold over the past week or two after the Bernanke speech and basically ran out of sellers. And when you run out of sellers, then all of a sudden those guys that sold it had to cover. So we've got a strong move up in the dollar. There's been a general movement out of commodities for the last 2 to 3 weeks. Goldman Sachs came out here. I forget exactly when they did that, but they basically started encouraging people to move out of commodities, take their money off the table, for the most part, prices had run their course and downside risk was probably greater than upside potential. at least the way they looked at it. So you can kind of look at open interest levels clear across the board on commodities, and you have seen a pretty good liquidation. Now, specifically, as you get on over into corn and soybeans and wheat, there is no doubt about it, the outside market activities have contributed to the weakness. But also, we are planting a lot of corn. I mean, there's a lot of planting going on in Nebraska, southern Minnesota, Iowa, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and there are some spotty reports of planting going on in central and east central Illinois, and the weather forecasts suggest that, you know, we're going to see a pickup of that type of planting activity. So I think when you combine those two factors together, that explains why we took a pretty big hit here today.
Let's start with the dollar. So was that where the action really started, and why crude oil folded today so the dollar started to come back? And is it just a correction there or something bigger?
Well, we don't know. I think it might be something a little bit bigger. The dollar did kind of go down to almost those levels that we attained in 2008. And while, you know, we have expanded the monetary supply tremendously over the past 3 years, and interest rates remain to be in that zero range for a while, but we do know that the bond purchase program of the Fed is coming to an end in June. So that in it by itself is going to stop the expansion of money. So that stabilizes the supply of money in theory, I guess. I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but that alone would maybe have a tendency to stabilize the dollar rather than continue to weaken it. The other thing is that we do see Washington at least attempting to trim expenditures, but nobody knows for sure if they're actually really going to do it or they're trying to make it look like they're doing it. So that's all on the table here in the next 30, 60 days. And I think, you know, when you take a look at the oversold nature of the dollar, it just kind of tumbled. And anytime the dollar starts strengthening, that's going to put pressure on overall commodities. I think the crude oil market is suffering from a drop off of demand, especially here in the United States. I mean, you can kind of see when this gasoline hit this $3.50 to $4 range, general consumption of gasoline began to fall. And, you know, it doesn't take too much. All of a sudden, you've got more inventory around than what you think, and I think that kind of tumbled it. A lot of the economy news that we're seeing is somewhat negative. We see jobless claims rates jump up sharply here, an eight-month high. So I do think you can see the general slowing down of the U.S. economy, and I think that's got everybody concerned, too. Okay, so it's just a combination of things.
I can understand how that, along with planting of corn in the Western Corn Belt and it ramping up, put pressure on the corn market December on out. What about the nearby May, July, and September, and mostly the May and July for the old crop? Is that just a result of crude oil coming down? And then soybeans, you're going to have to explain to me why they're off 30 today.
Well, soybeans, we'll start with the corn. I mean,
okay. If
we're planting new crop corn, that means maybe old crop corn's not as valuable. The other thing is that basically the cash grain trade has felt that cash inventories of corn has been more than adequate. You don't have to go very far to buy cash corn. And I mean, that they still somewhat skeptical of what USDA's numbers showed us back in March, because there is plenty of cash corn around. So that is, we're unwinding that bull spread, especially now that corn planting is off and running. We are going to have some kind of type of crop. The big argument is a half a crop, a third of a crop, or whatever, but at least we're planting. So, as long as you're planting corn, the old crop demand begins to, demand for the old crop, especially when we're at a premium, begins to falter. So we're basically seeing the narrowing in of that bull spread. Soybeans, I think that is still stemming from a larger than expected soybean crop coming out of South America. From what the early expectations were here 3-4 months ago. And then the general consensus is the, with some planting delays, primarily in the southern areas of the growing region, we're going to see more bean acres, that's coming off of the heels of a larger South American crop. And you can take a look at your weekly export sales today. Export demand has really kind of fallen off the cliff here over the past 2 to 3 weeks, and you can see today's sales numbers were generally disappointing.
Anything that's a takeaway for farmers today?
Well, some of my cyclical work would indicate that maybe this thing is going to try to stabilize here by early next week. I think what's going to happen is, you know, this May 15th window is kind of the a real pivot point. If we come in here next week and there's rain in the forecast and it doesn't look like the southern region or the wettest areas are really going to make any headway at all as far as corn planting goes, I think then the market will begin to start talking about reduced plantings, reduced yield potentials, and whatnot. But until this crop is planted, this corn market is not going to roll over and die. And I think you have to look at that. Also, from a weekly cyclical point of view, beans, I think, are zeroing in here next week on a, on an eight-week type cycle low. So I'm kind of in the camp that this market is going to stabilize in here next week, and then we're going to have a rally toward the last half of May.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Very well.
You have a good day. Dan Zwicker is with ADM Grain Group. He's in Decatur, Illinois. Join us here on the Closing Market Report each and every Thursday afternoon.